to make a compromise between the two of them. So Rashi explains like this, the top Rashi of Chof Aleph Omer Aleph, that Ein Achroa Shlishis Machras, Das Shlishis Hi Zu, this is Tam a third Das, Shebe Shama Be Silla Hiskiru Legalas Daitum, they don't say what they hold, Be Shama Be Silla, to Nehev, Di Neheve Chashin Lo Takola Chlal, if they're Choshin for Takola at all. Do you have a Yom Ruhoch? Because if they would have said like this, Beishama Yermin Bain Babayas Bain Basada Chovul Dishofich. Yeah, Beishami says both places, spill it out right away. Then we know because he's afraid of Takola, not to hold on to it. Maybe you come to drink this Truma, this Yayin Tumeyim. Well, Beisila would have said, Bain Babayas Bain Basada Thiyasas Ilif, you're allowed to use it right away. You're allowed to use it. We see then what he's not afraid, Mishum Takola. Now, Viato Bol Achri, and then you would come and say a compromise. If the wine is in the house, then we hold like Beisilu. You're allowed to leave it over a little bit longer to make Zilif with it. But if the wine is in the field, then Kibay Shammai. That's heavy Achro. That would be a compromise between Beisham and Beisilu. But now that Beisham and Beisilu did not mention a word about the house and the Soda, it's a different time than Machloikis Beisham and Beisilu. V'lav Mishum Takola and not Mishum Takola. So therefore, according to Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, we don't see a machlokes mishum takola. They're both not afraid if you'll stam hold on to the wine, you'll come to drink it. But according to Rabbi Yishmael, we see clearly he does hold from the svara of takola that we're afraid if you hold on to the wine, which is truma tameya, maybe you come to drink it. So this is the machlokes tanoim if we're afraid mishum takola or not. Are we afraid to let you hold on to your wine that's truma tameya? If we're afraid that maybe you come teeter or not, is this machlokes tanoim? Yes, the Mor goes right on the Chof Aleph Omer Aleph on top. Omer Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Chanina machlokes. Where is the machlokes between Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Lezer? Shenoflu lepochos mimeya so chulin temeim. That in the case we have the barrel of wine on top, which is tor, and we're afraid that wine is going to fall down to the bottom wine, which is chulin temeim, that Rabbi Yeshua says you're allowed to save the top wine from falling down, even the kli tamei. That's only if on bottom you don't have 100 times the chulin on bottom. Avonoflu lemeya chulin temeim. But let's say the wine, the truma on top, which is falling down to the bottom wine, which is chulin temeim. If there's 100 times the amount of truma falling in, then divrei hakol everybody holds, even Rabbi Yeshua, tered v'titma, let it fall down, let this truma tera on top fall down into the bottom chulim tameim, and v'al yitamenu biyad, and you're not allowed to stop it from falling down to catch the top truma in the kli that's tamei, for the simple reason because halacha is truma is botol echad b'meya. When it falls down to the bottom 100 times the amount of chulin, that truma is bottle. So therefore, the top truma, when it falls down to the bottom, there's no hefset here. It doesn't asa the bottom or yayin temeyim. Even though the truma falls into it, but the truma is bottle. Therefore, since you're allowed to eat the wine on the bottom, drink the wine on the bottom, there's no hefset. So therefore, if Yehoshua's made, you're not allowed to be makabel that wine or that truma terah in a keli that's tummy. You're not allowed to be matama the keli. Even Rabbi Yeshua is made in such a case. So the Maratani Nami Hochi, we learned like this also. Chov Yeshanishbru, the God Sel Yoina. You have this barrel of wine on top, which is Truma Torah. And it cracked, and the wine is dripping down. V'tachteo. And on the bottom, there is Meya Chulim Temeyim. There's 100 times amount of that wine on the bottom, which is Chulim Temeyim. Still we say, Moide Rabbi Lezle Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Eliezer is moided to Rabbi Yeshua that Shim Yochol Ahatzel Mimena Revius Betayra. If you could go and save, or from the top Truma Tahira, you could save it with other Kelim that are Tahor is Yatzel. Go and save it. Don't even let it fall to the bottom because it'll become tummy. V'Yimla. But if you have no Kelim Tahirim around in your house, Teirid V'Titmo. Let that top Truma Tahira fall down into the bottom wine, which is Chulim Tameim. You're going to have a big hefset because the truma is going to come into the bottom chulin temeyim and it will all become truma temeya. V'yaya temenu biyad. No, you're not allowed to stop it. You're not allowed to save it even if you have kelim, if you only have kelim temeyim. And the reason is why? Because we say since it's falling into the bottom, which is 100 times as much as the top truma, that truma is bottle. So therefore, in the bottom mixture now, it's not considered any trumas here, only chulim tumeim. And the halacha is, chulim tumeim is no hefsid. You're allowed to eat the chulim tumeim. There's no hefsid. Therefore, there's no, you have no right to be metama that top truma while it's falling, when it's falling down. For the Gemara, hi moide Rebbe Elazar le Yeshua. Why do you say Loshen Rebbe Elazar? He's the one that's more machmer. He's moide Rebbe Yeshua. It should be just the opposite way. It should have said. It should have said moide Rebbe Yeshua, Rebbe Eliezer, Rebbe Yeshua. That says normally in the case that you could say the top truma even in a keli that's tamei because you don't want to have a hefset on the bottom wine. Here he's moide Rebbe Elazar that you're not allowed to save it. That's the way it should have said it. Because you can't say Rebbe Elazar is moide to Rebbe Yeshua, because Rebbe Eliezer never said you're allowed to save the top truma in kelim tumeim. And if the Gemara, Rebbe Elazar mi boyle, so Gemara answers Einachanami, Omar Rav Epoch, change it around, as if to say Rebbe Yeshua is moide to Rebbe Eliezer. Even though Rebbe Yeshua says you're allowed to save the top truma, even in kelim tumeim, but that's only if on the bottom there's not 100 times. But where there's 100 times, he's moide. Don't have to change it around. You know what we're talking about here? The kli she'toychei tor. We're talking about that a keli, the inside of the keli is tor. The gabay tummy, only the outside of the kli is tummy. Now this is a case that we had before where mashkin, which is only tummy with the rabbonin, if it touches the outside of a kli, the rabbonin made a heker to say only the outside of the kli is tummy and not the inside of the kli. And since it's only midrabbanan, the rabbanan want to make a difference. So we're talking about such a keli now, that the inside of the kli is tor. Is mal the time I would think, nigzah, let's make gzera, not to save the top truma Torah in this kli, because dilma noga gabe betruma, maybe the truma will touch the outside of the kli and become tameh, kamash malon. No, that here even Rabbi Eliezer is moidit Rabbi Yeshua, that you are allowed to save the top truma when it's falling down in this type of a kli. Since the kli itself, the inside is tor, it's not called yibi matama the truma. And we're not afraid, maybe the truma will touch the outside of the kli. Yeah. Hadrin alecha or labosa. This is the end of the parak. Hadrin alecha or labosa. Yeah. Now we will go back to continue where we left off from before, on daf chof amad beis, again, the top part of the Gemara, after a few lines after the Gemara. And the shala what Rav Chisda asked the stira from pischa a pischa. If you want to tell me the case is that Yechinus Kanakana was talking about that the Bosa Kochim became Tomei from a Vlad HaTumah. Now you want to tell me Shesor for Noisoi, you're allowed to burn that, Yechinus said, Ima Bosa Shnitum Biavatumah, with other Bosa Kochim that had an Avatumah on it, that was Tomei from an Avatumah, that's a Rishon HaTumah. So you're allowed to burn a Rishon HaTumah with a Shlishon HaTumah. That's Mutah. But I call upon him, why is it muto? Because that to meyim, the that to meyim. Because both pieces of meat were tomei. It's only a question how far down was it. Was a shlishi or rishon? But since they're both tomei, that's what's muto. But you, Rabbi Meir, you want to say you're allowed to burn truma tohira with tomeya, there you have no raya. And also, if you want to go to Rabbi Kiba's raya in the Mishnah, he said, imala shemen shenifse b'tfuyen. We're talking about shemen truma, that's a shlishi l'tumah. That the Mishnah says you're allowed to burn it with this candlestick that was tamei tumei meis, meaning in itself is an avatuma. You're allowed to burn it with an avatuma. So you're allowed to make a shlishi to a rishon atuma. But still, why is it mutter? Because their posel is their tamei. The shemen itself is posel, and the candlestick is tamei. But they're both vadei tamei. That's why it's mutter to burn the two together. I'll also be moided to you, Rabbi Yossi says, Betruma shenetmas v'vlad atuma shesor fenoisim atruma shenetmas b'yavatuma. If you have two pieces of bread, that's chometz, that's truma, and one is a rishon atuma, and one is a shlish atuma, I'll be moided you could burn those two together. Avol heich nisrof, but how could you, Rabbi Meir, tell me you're allowed to burn tahor and tumeya together, and Rabbi Yossi adds on to it, afilu tluyim atumeya. How could you tell me even you're allowed to burn even a Suffolk truma with a Vade Tomei? How could you burn these two things together? Since one is only a Suffolk truma, maybe it's not Tomei altogether. And Shema Yovel Eliyo, V'yitorem. Maybe Eliyo and Novi will come and tell us that this piece of bread, that's truma, you think maybe it's Tomei. Eliyo will tell you no, it's Torah.
So that was Rabbi Yossi's taina. You're not allowed to burn these two things together because you're burning Truma Torah. How could you burn Truma Torah on a Sofer Truma Torah with Tumeya? So this is a stira now. In our Mishnah, what do we see? In our Mishnah, we say over that Rabbi Yeshua says you are allowed to burn both together. You could burn Truma Tluya with Truma Tumeya. That's what our Mishnah says. That's what Rabbi Yeshua says. And there you see Rabbi Yossi says clearly in the Braisa, no. Rabbi Yossi says, ask the Kasha according to Rameya, how could you burn Truma Tluya and Truma Tumeya? That also should be Yosser. So it's a theory from our Mishnah. And our Mishnah, Samashma, there is a Manda Yom that says Tluya and Tumeya, you're allowed to burn together. And here Rabbi Yossi says, no, you're not allowed to burn it at all. The Rashi says, Raminu, O Gatani Hech Yisar, Afilu Tluya Matumeya. Here's the theorem. The Bryce says, Mashma, you can't burn the two together. And our Mishnah brings down to Rabbi Yeshua that says you are allowed to. O Mishani, so Rabbi Chizda gave a terrace like this. Horeb Shimon, the Aliba the Rabbi Yeshua. One goes according to the way Rabbi Shimon learned the Machlekes of Rabbi Yeshua. That's the way our Mishnah goes. And our Mishnah says that Rabbi Yeshua says you are allowed to burn Truma Tluya with Truma Tumeya. That goes according to Rabbi Shimon. And Hor Rabbi Yossi, the Braisa goes according to Rabbi Yossi, Falibud Rabbi Yeshua. The way Rabbi Yossi learns Pshat in Rabbi Yeshua. According to Rabbi Yossi, you're not allowed to burn even Truma Tluya with Truma Tumeya. The Tanya, we learned before in the Braisa, Yudalit Shechalius B'Shabbos. Let's say Erev Pesach comes out on Shabbos. Yudalit is Shabbos. Is Alocha Mevarin Es Akoyel Nofnei Shabbos. You have to burn, destroy all the chametz you have in your house before Shabbos. Even though it's only Yud Gimel of Nisan, but since you're not allowed to burn the chametz on Shabbos, so you have to burn it before Shabbos. Mevarin Akoyel Nofnei Shabbos. For a sorfen, and when you burn it, you can even burn Truma. What type of Truma? The chametzik of Truma. For a sorfen, Truma is Tumeis. If you have the bread that's Tomei, Tuluyes. Even if you have Truma, chametz, that's Sofik Tomei, it's only Tluya, you're Mesupik if it's Tomei not. Utahiris. And you're even allowed to burn Truma Tayr also. Divir Rav Meir. This is what Rav Meir said. That before Shabbos, we let you burn the Truma Torah. Even though really there should be a Svara, leave it over till Shabbos. Maybe you'll find the Kohen eat it. Rav Meir says no. You check. You saw there are no Kohanim around you. You only leave over enough food that you'll eat for Shabbos and not more. So therefore you have a right to burn even Truma Torah. You could burn before Shabbos. That's what Rav Meir holds. Rashi says, V'sofer and Truma Tluya. You can burn all these three things together. And Ramei Latame, Ramei is very good, Hishitas. Like he says now Mishnah, the Yomim and Ivrayim Lamadno, Shasafra Truma Torah, Imatmeh Pesach. That's the Ramei and our Mishnah. Ramei and our Mishnah says, we learn out from the Tanakamas of the Mishnah that you're allowed to burn on Erev Pesach Truma Torah and Truma Teluya. And Truma Temeh even. This is Ramei Hishita. Now Rabbi Yossi, Omer Rabbi Yossi says, no. So you see clearly Rabbi Yossi learns that you have to burn each one separately. You have to burn the Torah separately, and even the Tluya has to be burned separately. You're not allowed to burn the Tluya with the Tzmeya together. Now, Omer Rav Shimon said like this, Loinech Leko Rabbi Elezer Rabbi Yeshua. There's no machloikas from Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Elezer ala Torah ve'ala Tzmeya. Shein Sorfen. That you are not allowed to burn together the Truma Torah and the Truma Tumeya. Hazayat to Rabbi Shimon, there's no machlokes. Everybody holds that saucer. Because since it's Truma Torah, you're not allowed to be matamarit. So even Mishas Reifa, you're not allowed to burn it together with Truma Tumeya. Ala Tluya v'ala Torah shesorfim. That's also no machlokes. Everybody holds you're allowed to burn Truma Torah with Truma Tluya. Since this Truma is only Tluya, it's only a suffix if it was Tamyanat. So it was never huchsak to be Tumeya, you're allowed to burn it with Torah. Because we don't consider it like it's Tumei. Since it wasn't huchsak Tumeh here, you're allowed to burn a Suffolk Truma with Truma Torah. Where's the Machlaikis? Aman Nechleku. Where's the Machlaikis Yabishua and Yabalezer? Ala Tluya Vela Tumeya. In the case we have Truma Tumeya. So that's Vadai Tumei. Now you have a piece of Truma that's only a Suffolk Tumei. We're not sure it's Tumeh, maybe not. So that's the Machlaikis, can you burn it or not? Hey, since this piece is not Vadai Tumeya, so you have a good start to say it's still Torah. If it's really still Torah, you're not allowed to burn it with Truma Tumeya. That's Rabbi Yeshua's Svara. That's Rabbi Lezer's Svara. You're not allowed to burn it. Shreb Lezo Imer Tisar of Zubiyatzma of Zubiyatzma. You have to burn each one separately. Since you have Vadai Tumeya, and the other truma is a truma sveika, it's a tluya, maybe it's tzar. If it's tzar, you're not allowed to burn it together with the tzemeya. So you have to burn it separately. If you have Yeshua, and Yeshua says no, shteyan kiyachas, you're allowed to burn both of them together. So our Mishnah goes the way Reb Shimon learns pshat. Reb Shimon is saying this, Reb Shimon is saying clearly that where is the machlokes Reb Yeshua and Reb Elezer, and that according to Reb Yeshua it's mutter to burn truma tluya with truma tmeya. That's mutter to burn. So our Mishnah says it's mutter goes according to Reb Shimon. Vomas here, Mashenka in the Brice before that says it's also goes according to Reb Yosi. For the Gemara Kasha though, Vomas Nisan Reb Yosi he. Our Mishnah Guf has brought down the shame Reb Yosi. Reb Yosi is the one in our Mishnah that asked the kasha back to Reb Meir. And our Mishnah says, Omer Reb Yosi himself answered back to Reb Meir and said, Ein hi amido, you can't bring a raya. Umaydim Reb Lezer Yeshua Zerf and Zubiatz Zubiatzmoy, Aman Nechleku. So Reb Yosi and our Mishnah is the one that's Guf explaining where is the Machlekes Reb Yeshua and Reb Lezer. The Machlekes says, if you're allowed to burn Truma Taluya with Truma Taneya, that's Guf of the Machlekes. So how could you tell me now Reb Yosi and the Brice is the one that says no, there's no machlekes, everybody holds it's usher. Here clearly now Mishnah says it's a machlekes. So who is the Stephen Reb Yosi? For Masnitzin Reb Yosi, the Mahokhi Kama Reb Yosi to Reb Meir. This is what Reb Yosi answered back to Reb Meir. Reb Yosi is saying, Avad according to me, your mamash upgeschlagen altogether, Reb Meir. Because I hold even tluya you can't burn. Reb Yosi meant to ask Reb Meir was like this. Afilo Reb Shimon, even according to Reb Shimon, the way he's Mekel, he learns the Machlekes Lekula, Ve'alibad Reb Yeshua the Mekel, and even according to Reb Yeshua's Svara, that's the most cool of the Geshita, Ki Mekel, when does Reb Yeshua say you're allowed to burn the two Trumas together, only Betluya Tumeya, where you have Tomei Dika Truma and a Suffolk Dika Truma, if it's Tomei or not. That you're allowed to burn together. That's the most cool of the Geshita we hold. Now, Reb Yosi himself holds, even this is awesome. But Reb Yosi asks back to Reb Meir, like you, Reb Meir, even the most cool of the Geshita Reb Shimon says is only, you're allowed to burn Tluya with Tumeya. Avo Betoiro Tumeya Lai. But no mandiyama says you're allowed to burn Torah de Ketruma with Tumeya de Ketruma. There's no mandiyama like that. So that's Rabbi Yosi's kasha on Reb Meir. He's not only asking according to himself, he's asking a libud of Reb Shimon. Now Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Chanina, Rami Truma Apischa. He asks another theory between the lochas of Truma and the lochas of burning the Truma on Erev Pesach. Umishani, he also gave a terrace to this. He asked a question like this. Miyom Reb Yeshua, Shteyim Ki Achaz, is it true like our Mishnah says, that on Erev Pesach, you're allowed to burn together on the fifth or sixth hour, you're allowed to burn together Truma Tumeya with bread that's Truma Tluya. A Sufik Truma, a Sufik Tumeya, with Vade Tumeya, you're allowed to burn together. So he asked the question, is that Reb Yeshua Shita, or Reminu, I have a theory on this. We learned before, Mishnah, Chav Yeshua Truma, Shenerlet Vasufik Tumeya. You have a barrel of wine, a truma dika wine, that became a suffix tummy now. We have a suffix if the sherbets touch the wine or not. So lach was like this. We have lezer oimer. Im hoysum nachas amokam aturfa, yinechenab amokam amutzna. If it was before in an open place, you still have to watch it from tummy, and you have to put it now in a private place, amokam amutzna. If im hoysum agula, if up until now this barrel of wine was uncovered, yichasenu, you're mechuyev to go and cover it up. Even though now it has a suffix tummy, when the suffix maybe it's tummy or not, still there's a chiyuv to shmira to watch it. It shouldn't become more tummy. We have Yeshua Imano. Im hoysu manachas amokam amutznam. If this barrel was in a hidden place, a watched place, yenechenav amokam aturfon. You're allowed to now be garim tuma. You're allowed to now put it in an open place, even though then it's very possible a sheretz will fall into it, and then it'll come vade tummy. Even though up until now it's only a suffix tummy. So Rai says, Reb Yeshua holds, there's no mitzvah to watch it. You're allowed to put this Sufik Truma now in an open place where it may become Vadei Tumeya. V'im hoysa mechusa, if up until now this barrel was covered, yigalenu. You're allowed to uncover it, that now maybe it will become Tumi Vadei. Now the Diyak is, Gromein, Reb Yeshua only said, you're allowed to be Gurim Tumeya. You're allowed to either put it in an open place, or else take off the cover. That's all. Of a B'yadayim Lai. But you're not allowed to go and be metama the suffer truma of Yadayim. So how could Rabbi Yeshua say in our Mishnah on Erev Pesach you're allowed to burn together Sofik Truma Tumeya with Tumeya Vadai? L'chur, that's called B'yadayim Yabim Atam of the two. And Rabbi Yeshua here only says you could do it B'teres Grama. You could only cause it to happen, but you're not allowed to mamish do it with your hands. That was a stira. Or Mishani answered like this: Hor Reb Shimon Alibud Reb Yeshua, Hor Reb Yosi Alibud Reb Yeshua. It's two ways to learn. One goes according to the way Reb Yeshua. He's more makel, and Reb Yeshua, that's our Mishnah. That Reb Shimon learns according to Reb Yeshua. It's muta gomer to do it b'yadayim on a sofik truma tmeya. You are allowed to burn it together with a vadai tmeya. You're allowed to do it b'yadayim. Either Mishnah before says no, you're only allowed to do a grama and not be a dayim. That goes according to Rabbi Yosi, Alibud Rabbi Yeshua. That Rabbi Yosi learned according to Rabbi Yeshua, you're not allowed to burn together Sofik Truma Tluya, Sofik Truma Temeya with Truma Vadai. You're not allowed to burn the two together. Why not? Because that's called you being Gurum, you're dayim too. So it's good. That is Bryce, the next Mishnah says, Lechovius. Reb Yeshua holds he can't do it with Yadayim. That goes the way Reb Yosi learns Strata and Reb Yeshua. That you only allowed to make a grumma and not do it with Yadayim. Fight. We have Lezer Rami Truma Truma. We have Lezer Eskestiro and Hilchas Truma to Hilchas Truma. Or Meshani Yosef gives the Teretz. Miyam Reb Yeshua, grumma in. Yadayim Loi is the true this last Mishnah. Where you have this Sufik, this barrel of wine that became Sufik Tameya. So Reb Yeshua says you're allowed to put it in an open place. Even though you've been Gurm Tumeya, Tumah. But you're only allowed to do a Grumma, only allowed it to cause by itself, but you're not allowed to do it by a Dayan. Is that true that Reb Yeshua says you can't do it by a Dayan? Reminu, add a theory on this. We have before the Mishnah, Chavyeh Shel Truma Shenispro, the Gas Hal Yonim. You have a barrel of wine that's Truma, and it's on the top part of the Gas, on top of the barrel, on top of the attic, so upstairs. The tachter, and underneath this barrel of truma, is chulin tmeim. In the vat on the bottom of the floor, the bar on the bottom of the floor, there's chulin tmeim there. You have wine, that's not truma, it's chulin, and it's tmeim. Now the locher is, something that's chulin tmeim, you're allowed to eat it. You're just not allowed to eat it when the kohen is tamei, when the kohen is tor. But when the kohen is tamei, he's allowed to eat tamedika food. And who within the Yisrael is also allowed to eat tmeidika food. So this chulun tmei on the bottom is edible. Now in such a case, we're afraid the barrel on top broke, that wine, that truma Torah, is falling down. If it's going to come into the bottom bar, it's going to make that food osatit, because the bottom food is tmei. Now when the wine falls down, it's going to be matam of the wine. Now you're going to have truma tmei mixed in there, and you're not allowed to eat truma tmei. So you want to now stop this wine from falling down into the bottom, ruining the bottom chulun tmei. What's the halacha? Is Moide Reb Lezer of Yeshua. Reb Lezer Moide Reb Yeshua. Shem Yochol Lahatzim Men Revias Betayra Yatzim. If you have enough time to look around for Torzik Akeli, to receive the wine that's falling down and get in the Torzik Akeli, not to be metam with the wine, that's what you have to do. Even though while you're looking for Keli that's Tor, some wine may fall down and you ruin your bottom wine, so what? As long as you could save some of this Truma, and let it still be tor, that's be a better off. V'yim lav, let's say no. If you're going to look around to find kelim that are tor, all the wine is going to fall down into the bottom bar, and everything will become awesome. So what's the eitzah now? V'yim lav, Reb Lezer goyma teri v'titma. Reb Lezer says you have no eitzah, you can't do anything. You have to let that wine fall down into the bottom bar, and it'll become tomei, and it'll be asatidit. V'yal yitzemenu biyad. So the other eitzah would be is you have other kelim in your house, but those kelim are tamei. If you go and catch the truma with the kelim that's tamei, you'll be matam of the truma. So Reb Lezer says you're not allowed to do that. You're not allowed to catch the wine falling down that's truma in a kelim that's tamei. We have Yeshua, and Yeshua says no. Yitamenu biyad. If Yeshua says you're allowed to take your tamadika pitcher and put it right under the wine falling down and catch that truma before it falls down to the bottom bar to make all that food awesome. So you see, you're allowed to be matama the truma biyadayim. Before we say it's only a grum is mutter, and there you see b'yadayim it's mutter, or Mishani the teretz is shani yosem dike hefset chulim. The teretz is here you're afraid the top wine will fall down to the bottom wine, which is chulim temeya, and it will make that chulim awesome. You'll be a big hefset, you'll lose a lot of money. So mishum hefset momen, then we'll make all that you are allowed to be matama this top truma, since anyway you're not going to eat it. If you don't save it now, that truma is going to fall down to the bottom bar and become usher anyway. so it's like it's oymid levia to burn it. So since you're not going to eat it anyway, therefore we say you're allowed to be matarmid even be a dayin. Why? Because you're saving yourself a big hefset, a big loss. But in the first case, where there's no loss involved, then you're not allowed to be matarmid, be a dayin. Masti of law Rovo. Rovo has to cast like this. Mas nisin nami ike hefset eitzin. The Quran al Mishnah, why do we say you're not allowed to burn on Erev Pesach? The suffix, the truma temeya with the truma terma together, that the Mishnah says clearly it's asr. It's only remained that it was mutter. But Rabbi Yosi asked on him that both according to Rabbi Yeshua, it's asr to burn truma terma with truma temeya. You can't burn the two together. Now the question is why not? Since there's a hefset involved also, ike hefset eitzim. You tell me now you have to make two separate fireplaces to burn them separately. You're losing money. You have to use wood, extra wood to use it. So just like Yeshua says over there, to save your money, you're allowed to be matamar b'yadayin, where it's going to be lost anyway. See here also, chametz erev pesach, you have to burn it. It'll be lost anyway. So why can't you be matamar, burn the two together? Amalei Abaye, Abaye answered posh, like we had before, the hefset meruba choshishu. We're afraid of Yeshua was mako, will there be a big loss? There we're talking about you have a lot of wine on the bottom, that's chulin temeyim, so if the truma falls in, all of it will become osur. There we're afraid. Mashenkin la hefset muet lechoshishu. Just to say to use more wood to make another fire, that we're not so afraid about. We'll tell you make two fires, that much you have to spend your money. For the Gemara, how do I know this Yisoid? To lehefset ruba choshu, there's such a svara to make a chilek, that if the person is losing a lot of money, then we're makel on you. We're makel on the midrabonin. Well, lehefset muet lechoshu, but where you're only losing a little bit money, like here we're telling you, make two separate fireplaces and burn the truma terah one place and the truma tmeya another place. Are you wasting a few pennies to use the wood? We said that we're not afraid for. A hefset muet we don't care about. How do we know this? Tatanya, bring your raya. We learned like this. Chav yishol shemen, you have a chav yishol shemen. Truma, the inside this barrel, was shemen, was oil. Not wine, but was oil. Shenishbra begas hayoin. Same type of a case. It was upstairs, and it broke upstairs. So the shemen now started to drip down. It was truma toira. Over tachtoino on the bottom and on the floor there, the bar on the floor was chulin temeyim. There you had other wine which was chulin, not truma, but it was temeyim. So in the same case now, you want to stop the top of shemen, the top of oil from falling down to the bottom, not to make the truma become temeyim. Is moedir Rabbi Lezer of Yeshua shem yochol lahatzim imen revias b'toyro yatzim. If you go find kelim d'ratomei to save the top oil from falling down, if you'll save revias, that's what you have to do. V'yim lav, let's say you know for sure you have no kelim in your house that are torah. They're all tomei. Then terid v'titma. V'yal yitimenu biyad. Here everybody holds like this, even Yeshua. Yeshua that said before by wine, you are allowed to save the wine. Here he says by shemen, by oil, you're not allowed to save the shemen. Now, my shenor, what's the difference? Shemen de royal ahadlik. So Chura Teretz is that the shemen, what are you afraid now? On the bottom in the boar, you have shemen chulin, that's tummy. Now true, shemen you could eat, it's since it's chulin. You're afraid now when the truma falls down, you're going to make everything osa b'chilum. But if it comes now, shemen truma that's mixed together with the temeya, so the shemen truma becomes tummy. So what? You're going to have a hefset. What's the big hefset? It's not going to be such a big loss. Because shemen is very good to use for fuel. You could burn, you could use it for neiris. And the locher is shemen temeya, you're allowed to burn. You're allowed to have a nor b'shash, you're burning it. So it's not such a big hefset here. That's why here we don't care. Hey, when the wine is falling down and the wine to become osur, that's a big hesed, because it's not oimit to burn wine. Wine mainly is for teat. So therefore, you're going to ruin a big hesed, we're worried about it. But where the bottom is only, that we're talking about oil, we don't care so much if the oil becomes tumid. Because even if it becomes tumid, true, you can't eat it, there's a little hesed, but our koponim, you can still use it to burn with. So you see, a hesed mood we don't care about. For the Gemara though, Umayshna Shemin the Royal Hadlik, why are you saying Shemin is a small hefsi? Because you could burn with it, the Churayaya Nami Royal Azilif. Wine is also you could use. Even if the wine, the Truma, would fall down and become Tumeya, so true you can't eat it anymore, but it's Kayach Vazilif. Ziluf means they used to take the wine and sprinkle it on the floor in the air to make it smell nice. That was something Chashav used to do. So Chura wine, you're allowed to have Ziluf, you're allowed to have Anor from the Truma, you just can't eat it. So why can't you take the yayin now and make zilif with it? spritz it to make it smell nicely. The chitayim, maybe you tell me, zilifla milsi, to use wine just to spray it on the floor to make it smell, it's not nice? That's like called not worth anything? No? V'amar Shmuel, Shmuel said, Mishum Reb Chiya, shoysin milug b'selah. People only pay a seller to buy wine to drink. Or mezalfin milug b'shtayim. But to buy wine to use for a zilif, to spritz it, got you pay $2 already. So you see, the wine is more chashuv for kerach. You buy more expensive wine to use for zilif, for spritzing it on the floor to make it smell. So her wine also is not such a big loss. Even though you can eat the wine, you use the wine for zilif. You use it for something. And for the Gemara, b'chodesh, we're talking about new wine. New wine doesn't smell good. For the Gemara of a royal yashnoi, what do you mean you can't use it for smelling? Let it stay a long time. True is truma to me now, and you can't eat it, but let it stay a year or two till it gets old, and then it'll smell good. And the Gemara night also bail lede takola. We don't let you keep truma to me around in your house, because we're afraid maybe you come to eat it. So we don't let you hold on to it. For the Gemara b'zoi, shemen ami, also by lede takola. Yochura shemen also. How do we say you can hold on to it and use it for neiros for burning? Maybe you come to eat it. Gemara teretz is, the ramele b'kli mois. Right away you take the shemen, the truma tumeya, and put it in the miyastik keli. So that makes it not edible. So therefore we're not afraid to come to eat it. For the Gemara, do the same thing with wine. Yayanami ramele b'kli mois, lezilif. Why don't you take the wine right away in a dirty keli, so you won't come to eat it anymore, and use that wine then for zilif, for spritzing it. And the Gemara, lezilif kaboyele, the klimais ramile. If you want to use this wine to make it smell, that means chosh of a wine, you can't put the wine in a dirty keli and then use it for zilif. It has to be very good wine to use to make it smell good. So that can't be an eitzah to put it in a dirty keli. So therefore, for wine we have no eitzah, but for shemen we have an eitzah to put it in a dirty keli, Therefore you're not afraid to come to eat it, and you could use it for burning. So it's not called such a big loss, therefore we don't let you be metama the truma. For the Gemara, what I call this Gemara, tekola atzma tanoi. This you said that we say you can't leave in your house truma tanei a long time because we're afraid you'll eat it, is a machlokes tanoim. Titania. Chav yisho yayin shel truma shenitmas. If you have a chav yisho wine that was from truma shenitmas became tummy. Is a locha be'sham yoyim tishbuch, chevel. You have to spill the whole thing out right away. There's no way to hold it into your house. We're afraid you come to eat it, you have to spill it all out. Or be'sil loyim no. Tas the zilif. You allow to take your time with it and use it, spritzing it out slowly. So you see, according to be'sil, we're not afraid for takolo. We're not afraid by holding it, maybe you come to eat it. Amr Rabbi Yishmael, Rabbi Yossi, Ani Achri, I'll make a chilek between the two of them. B'sada tishpach, if you have the water in the sada there, you don't make zilif, you don't make it smell good, spill it out.
Yeah, the continuation for this, what we learned already before, at the end of the other side. All right, we'll stop here.
Kol shor shemutalechol. Any time on erev Pesach that you're allowed to eat chametz is alocha maichol lebehema. You're allowed to give the chametz to your behemoth to eat also. In other words, Pashut saying that it's muta b'hanor. Hu adin lechaya uloifus. You can give chametz that you own, your bread. You can give it to your chaya and to your ifus, to the birds. Umoichel anochri. You're allowed to sell your chametz still to a guy. So for any time in Erev Pesach, the fourth hour, that you're allowed to eat chametz, pshita still mutar b'hanor, you're allowed to sell it to a goy. Or mutar b'hanor, say, and it's mutar b'hanor also, you can have any enjoyment you want from the chametz still. But the Gemara is going to ask, pshita, once it tells that you can sell it to a goy, so you see it's mutar b'hanor, why does the Mishnah have to say again, or mutar b'hanor, say? Now, ovar zmanoi, when it passes the time when you're not allowed to eat it anymore, then the Mishnah says, also banosoi. That's the time that's also for you to have any enjoyment from the chametz. It's also banor. Now, what does it mean it's also banor? So the Mishnah, v'lo yasik v'itana v'kirayim, you're not allowed to take this bread and use it for fuel, like to burn in your oven. Like, the mall didn't have gas ovens, you used to have wood, or you want to put chametz inside the oven to make it burn, you're not allowed to use the chametz to burn with. Because that's considered you having hanor from the chametz. Rabbi Yehuda says, Ein beer chametz el sreifa. This is a new halacha. That b'shash you want to be mekayim the mitzvahs of a beer chametz, if you those the mitzvahs dafke b'sreifa. And we'll see in the Gemara later how do we know this dafke b'sreifa. And we had the machlokes before Rashi and Tosfos. When exactly is the mitzvahs beer chametz? Rashi learns the mitzvah is Koidem Shosh Sheva, before Chatzos, before it's Asar Midiraisan, that's when the mitzvah is to burn the chametz, and that's what we do Lamaisa. When we burn our chametz Erev Pesach, that's according to Rashi Shita, that the mitzvah of Bir Chametz is before Koidem Zman Yisurei. And Tosfos holds no. Tosfos holds that the Zman Yisurei, it is a Zman Bir Chametz, is Misraif is only after Zman Yisurei. After it comes after Chatzos, that it's also Midiraisa to have the chametz. Now, if you have chametz in your shoes, there's a mitzvah to burn the chametz according to Rabbi Yehuda. And we'll see in the Gemara what the machlokes is told you. The chachamim say, though, af mefarer v'zer l'ruach. So the shaila, if you go with the word af or not, the way we have it, it says, the chachamim say, af, you can also take the chametz, mefarer means crumple it up, make it into crumbs, v'zer l'ruach, throw it into the wind, or else throw it into the river. Is that's another way of getting rid of your chametz, destroying your chametz. You don't bedavka have to burn it. It's mashmi. If you want to, you could just throw it away. But l'vigaris af, mashmi, if you want, you could burn it also. Just, you don't have to burn it, according to Rabbonin. If you want to, just destroy it, throw it away. On the source brought down the Rav Alfa's girsa and the Rosh's girsa's lesa milas af. They don't garis the word af. As according to Chachomim, it's bedavka mefarav zer l'ruach. Or else matel yam, but you're not allowed to burn it. And really, it's good according to Riff and Rosh's Gerson, because the Mishnah at the end in Tumura says that they usually by Yisuri Anor, there are two types. There's Yisuri Anor that's toin Sreifam, and there's Yisuri Anor that's Minan Egborim. Minan Egborim means you don't have to burn it, and Fakat, you're only supposed to bury it. And the Gemara there says that the Egborim is also the Sreifam. On Yisuri Anor that you're only supposed to burn, that you're only supposed to bury, you're not allowed to burn it. And the reason is because the Isurah know that you burn, if it's a mitzvah to burn it, after you burn it, it becomes mutavah noah. It's called nasa mitzvosai, and after you did the mitzvah, it's mutavah noah. Mashenken, the Isurah know that you just have to bury, it never becomes mutavah noah. Therefore, matchila, you're not supposed to burn it. Because if you're going to go and, if you are going to go and burn it, people will think that once it's burnt, it's mutavah noah from it. And that's not true. And those Isurah know that there's no mitzvah to burn, if you burn it, it doesn't become mutavah noah. The yeshes are still also. Therefore, something that's only minanik borim, supposed to be burned, that buried, you're not supposed to burn it. So that's why the Riff and the Rush takes out the gear, said, don't be gerus af. But according to Chachomim, that there's no mitzvah to burn chomets, therefore it's a regular Yisuri Anor, and therefore Taki, you're not supposed to burn it. But for Ket, the Dafka is supposed to be Zer with the Ruach, just throw it into the winds of Matal Yam. That's the type of a Kvura. But you're not supposed to burn it. Only according to Rabbi Yehuda, that there's a mitzvah of a Sreifa, then it's good. Because after it's burnt, then it's considered Natsa Mitzvosai, and then Taka it's Mutavanur. Now there's a Shaila according to our Girsa, why are you allowed to burn it? And they ask the Ksira in the Rambam, the Rambam Paskins like our Girsa in the Mishnah. The Rambam Paskins let the Chachomim that there's no Chiyah Badafka to burn it, but if you want, you could burn it. Alright, that's a Kasha on the Rambam. But our Girsa is also, the Rambam has it, that according to Chachomim, the din is Af. If you want to, you can also throw it into the Yam. But Mashmi, if you want to burn it, you could also burn it. You could do either one.
Couldn't you prove that Af has to mean also here, because Rabbi Yehuda would run into problems on Shabbat if Shabbat were Erev Pesach?
No. We'll talk later. No. Let's see Rashi. Kol shah shemut lechel meichel. Lidyu kitzvich. And this for diyek. The tedek we learn out from Meho. Mishah sheinu mutal lechel. When it comes to time Erev Pesach, you're not allowed to eat it. Is einu mutal lechel. Then it's also banu. You shouldn't burn, you shouldn't use it for fuel. The Gemara Parach Pshita, Honami Hanohi. What does the Mishnah have to say it for? Once it says Chometz is also Bano, Pshita, you can't use it to burn with. So the Gemara. So Mishnah says, Kol Shor Shemuta Lechol. Any time an Erev Pesach, like the fourth or fifth hour, we'll soon see that you're allowed to eat it, is Meichel. You're allowed to feed your animals, means it's Mutta Bano. As soon as it comes a time that you're not allowed to eat the chametz anymore, is right away at that second, ain't a machol. You're not allowed to give it to the animals to eat either. In other words, it becomes osa b'hanor. That the two isurim are totally zeh b'zeh. When it's mutter b'achila, it's mutter b'hanor. As soon as it becomes osa for you to eat it, you're not allowed to have any enjoyment from it. Is l'atmor lema mastisin, to like Rabbi Yehuda. Our mission does not come out good according to Rabbi Yehuda. The Rabbi Yehuda, because if it comes out according to Rabbi Yehuda, we learned before that Ha'ika Chomish. Rabbi Yehuda learns that the fifth hour of the morning on Erev Pesach, the Eino Eichel, Midirabonin, you're not allowed to eat the Chomitz anymore, but Umeichel, but the Chomitz is still Mutta Bano. The whole fifth hour, it's still Mutta Bano. Only the sixth hour, it becomes also Bano.
the Tanan. We learned before, Rabbi Meir Oimer, Oichlin Kol Chomish. Rabbi Meir's shita is that you're allowed to eat the chomis the whole fifth hour. V'sarfim etchila sheish. As soon as it comes the beginning of the sixth hour or Erev Pesach, that's when two things happen. It's also b'achila and it's also b'anor. That's Rabbi Meir's shita. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, no. Rabbi Yehuda says Oichlin Kol Arba. Only the first 4 hours of the day you're allowed to eat the chomis. As soon as it comes the beginning of the fifth hour, you're not allowed to eat it. V'toilin kol chomish. But the whole fifth hour, it's not asav hanor. You don't have to burn it. You're allowed to have hanor from the chomets on the fifth hour. So the fifth hour, on Erev Pesach, that's the hour that you're not allowed to eat it. It's also b'achilu the chomets, but it's still mutav hanor. Mashenkin v'sarfim b'tchila sheish. When it comes to the beginning of the sixth hour, that's when it's asav hanor even midirabonim, and therefore you have to burn it at the beginning of the sixth hour. So the Chura, our mission is not come out good, according to Rabbi Yehuda. Because according to Rabbi Yehuda, there's the fifth hour that you're not allowed to eat it, but you're still allowed to have Hanor from it. And our mission is mashma that the second you're not allowed to eat it, that's the same time that it's also Hanor. So the Chura is on the Gemara of Yelo Mai, Rabbi Meihi. Who does our mission go like? The Chura goes according to Rabbi Meir. That what? That Rabbi Meir says that the fifth hour you're allowed to eat the chomets, and it's mutav Hanor. As soon as it comes the sixth hour, that's when two things happen. It's also Banor and Bachilom, so it's good our Mishnah. So tomorrow, no, it still doesn't come out good according to our Meir. So tomorrow, Hai Kol Shor Shemutu Lechol Michael. Why does the Mishnah say an extra word of Shemutur? It says, Kol Shor Shemutur. Anytime you're allowed to eat it, you're allowed to have Banor from it. Kol Shor Sheoichel Michael Miboylei. It just should have said, anytime you can eat it, you can have Banor from it. Why does it have to put the word in mutter for? Our Mishnah says, kol shor she'mutter lechol. The Joshua said, kol shor she'oichel meichel. Anytime you're allowed to eat it, you're allowed to feed it to somebody else. The Lashon mutter is mashma, talking about two different people. That kol zman it's mutter for one person, another person is allowed to have hanor from it. That's the word she'mutter means. It's like talking about two different people. That kol zman this person is allowed to eat it, somebody else is allowed to have hanor from it. But that doesn't come out good according to Rav Meir either. Because according to Rav Meir, there's one cloud. The fifth hour, it's mut everything, eating and hanor. The sixth hour, it's also both. So how do you have the case that it's mut for one person and also for somebody else? So Gemara says, Omar Rabba Barula, Mas Nisin Rabban Gamlielhi. Our Mishnah goes according to Rabban Gamliel. The Tanan, we learned before, Rabban Gamliel Oimer, there's a chilik, that chulin necholin kol arba. Chulin, he holds like Rabbi Yehuda Shita. That regular bread, you're only allowed to eat it the fourth hour. When it becomes the fifth hour, you're not allowed to eat chulin. Mashenke in truma, if a kohen that has chomish, that's truma, kol chomish. Then you are allowed to eat the fifth hour. The fifth hour, the kohen is still allowed to eat his truma, that's chomish. V'sofrem b'tchila sheish. But when it comes to the beginning of the sixth hour, that's when it's also banor for everybody, midrabonim. Even a kohen is not allowed to eat his truma anymore, and he has to burn it then. Vochi koma, this is what our Mishnah means. Kol shor shemutal echol koyin. Vitruma, he's called the man that a koyin is allowed to eat his truma, that means the fifth hour of the day Erev Pesach, is Yisrael Michael chudun lebehema. Lechayil, Michael chudun lebehema. That when the fifth hour, at that time, a Yisrael is allowed to feed his animals, in other words, it's mutabanor. Even though the fifth hour, a Yisrael is not allowed to eat his chametz, but it's called kol shosha mutalechol, means kol zman the fifth hour, that there is somebody that has a head to teeth, that means the kohen is allowed to eat his truma on Erev Pesach. The fifth hour is Michael. Everybody else is mutter to have hanor from his chomets. That's what the Mishnah means. So it goes according to Gamliel that there's a chilek between truma and chulin. Chulin is also the fifth hour to eat. Mashenkin, truma is mutter the fifth hour. So this fifth hour, that's mutter for kohen to eat his truma, that's chomets. Everybody else is mutter b'hanor. That's Shana Mishnah. Star Mishnah, like Rabbi Gamliel. Now the Gemara is, Lechaya ulaifis lomali lemisni. No, the Mishnah says, forget, Kong is Yisrael, Michael, Chulon, Lebehema, Lechaya ulaifis. Now, for the Gemara, lomali lemisni, Behema, lomali lemisni, Chaya, what do you have to have both cases for? Why does the Mishnah say you're allowed to feed it to your Behema and to your Chaya? It's the same thing. I mean, it's both considered that the person himself is not eating it, he's only having hanor from it. So once I say you're allowed to feed your behemoth, pshiti, you can feed a chayir also, a wild animal. What's the difference between a regular animal or a wild animal? What's the difference? Tomorrow says, yes, we need both things. Matzricha, I need both cases. The Tana Behema would only say the Chiddush, that you're allowed to feed your Behema. I would say like this. The Meshaira Chazilo, that if he leaves over some of the Chomets, you'll see it. So since you'll see it, you'll be able to get rid of it. Like Rashi says, Behema, I Meshaira Chazilo, Shein Darko Latznia. It's not a derech for Behema to hide the leftover bread he has. Avu Chaya, if you have a weasel or a cat, if you give them your bread to eat, we're afraid that they'll take the leftover pieces and hide it, and it'll be in your house throughout Pesach. That's what Chiddush, that if the Mishnah would only say, you're allowed to feed your behema, I would think only a behema, not a chaya. Avu chaya, what a chaya, di mishayro kamatznia lo, but a chaya should be afraid that if he's going to leave over any chametz, he's going to hide it. A maloi, so maybe you're not allowed to feed your chayis, the chomets, right before Pesach, kamashma no that it's mutter. We're not afraid, maybe you'll hide it. The toni chayis, the Mishnah would only say, you're allowed to feed your chaya, your cats, or you're allowed to feed your weasels, mishum di mishaira miyo matzno. Because if they do leave over any chomets, they hide it very well. Since they hide it very well, so Rashi says, Vitoni Chaya, Havamina hi adif, I would think a Chaya is better. Mishumdi Mishairo, if he leaves over some of the Chomets, Matzno lo, he hides it. Voloy over a labor by Yiro. So Drashi clearly, even though you have Chomets in your Rishus, but since you do not know where it is, it's hidden there. Your cat took the Chomets and hid it someplace in your Rishus, you would not be over by Yiro by Yimotzi. I mean, by Yiro by Yimotzi is only if you know where it is, or you knew you had Chomets. And the first one say, at least you have to have Vadei Chomets. But here we're talking about it's a suffix if Chomets went into the house altogether. Like you're giving your Chayat eat the Chomets. It's very possible he ate up all the Chomets. It's only a suffix if you left over something. So it's a suffix if you have this Chomets in your Rishus, and on the Tzad it's there, he hid it very well. So since it's hidden, if you have a suffix, if you have hidden Chomets in your Rishus or not, there's no Bayro Bayimotze. So that's why you would think it would be good to give it to a Chayat. Mashen Chein Behema. Maybe you'll give your animal to eat the bread, he won't finish it, and he'll leave over some crumbs. And it'll be really right in front of your nose, just you won't realize it, and you won't destroy it before Chometz, before Pesach. And I would think we should be afraid. Maybe by feeding the animal the fifth hour on Erev Pesach, the behemoth will leave over some chametz, and you won't destroy it, and you'll be over by Rabbi Yimotzei, Tzrichim. That's why I need the Chiddush. No, we're not afraid of this. You can give it to the animal, and we're not afraid that maybe the animal will leave it over, and you won't destroy it. Because treat, if the animal leaves it over, you're going to see it. It's in front of your nose. And therefore, you'll burn it, get rid of it, before Pesach. So that's what the Mishnah says, both cases is mutter. You're allowed to feed it to your animal, and you're allowed to feed it to the Chaya, even though the Chaya will hide it. The Miri learns pshat here that Avada was talking about with the person made bittul. He learns, no, that if Stam of Achaya took your piece of bread and hid it someplace well in your house, Avada midiraisi, you would be over with Bayiro Bayimotzein. Now the Gemara is talking about after the person made bittul. Since midiraisi, the bittul helps, so Mela, we're not afraid of the Isurim diraisam. It's only after Rabbanon, so then we say these svaras. Since there's a suffix, if it's there altogether, and a thought it's there, it's a hidden, you won't come to find it, therefore it's mutter to keep it there that way on Pesach. But other mafreshim learn, no, it's a svara even if you didn't make bittum. It's a svara that you're not over by your old by your motzei if you have a suffix chametz in your house. If you don't know chametz is there or not, and you don't see it, you're not over by your old by your motzei. For the Gemara, oifes lomali, so you good, you answered why it says a behem and a chai, the two, their chedushim. But why does it have to say birds for? Pshit, if you can give it to your animal teeth, you can give it to your bird's teeth. Tomorrow says, nechanami, I need the 20 behem of a chai, a 20 nami oifes. Since it already says Chaya and Behema, it already says Oifis. Those three things usually go together. You talk about Behemis, Oifis, and Chayas together. So since the Mishnah mentions already Behema and Chaya, it mentions already Oifis also. Right, and then the Mishnah says that the way we're zetting on the Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Gamliel, that the fifth hour, since it's Mutter for Kayin to eat the Truma, it's Mutter for Yisrael, Bahanoah his Chomets. So Mishnah says, Omoichor Onochri, you're allowed to sell your Chomets to a Goy. Fretting more Pshita, Avad, you're allowed to sell it. Since it's the fifth hour, it's muta bano, pshit, you're allowed to sell it to a guy. Why not? Tumor says, lafuka mihai tana. Our Mishnah comes to tell us not like this tana. The tanya we learned like this. Beishamai yomi, Beishamai says, lo yimchor odom chemtzel nochri. a person is not allowed to tell his chametz before Pesach to a goy. Elaim came yodeya boy sheyichlo koydim Pesach. Unless you know for sure the goy is going to eat the chametz before Pesach. Hezmilo ma'isa don't hold like Beishamai. But according to Beishamai, you're only allowed to sell your chametz to a goy before Pesach if you know for sure the goy is going to eat it up before Pesach. Like Rashi says, koydim sheyovaya Pesach, the kasavri Beishamai holds mitzvah lov levarim in oilom. The mitzvah bittul chametz is that you have to make sure your chametz is destroyed from the world. It's not enough to get it out of your rishus, but you have to destroy the chametz. So you can't sell your chametz to a goy. If he's not going to eat it before Pesach, it's not destroyed from the world. So according to Beis Shammai, you're not allowed to sell your chametz to a goy unless you know for sure he's going to finish it before Pesach. Or Beis Hillel says no. That, like we hold, kol shor shor mutal echol. Anytime you're allowed to eat, is mutal imchor. You're allowed to sell it. So the chura mutal echol would mean, kol zaman that the kayin is allowed to eat his truma, the fifth hour, that's when it's still mutal vano, you're allowed to sell it to a goy. We have Yehuda ben Maseir Roimer. Kutach v'chol mine kutach.